Chuck, I want to just bring this other very sweet thought about the value of the Lord Jesus. In verse 5, we have a lamb without a blemish. The blemish is something that you can't see from the outside. It's that which you have to open up to see, a spot you can see on the outside. So the life of the Lord Jesus, in the eye of God, he was the one who was able to stand in our place. And then it says in verse 5 that it was to be out of the sheep or from the goats. The thought of the sheep is that he was willing to die. The Lord came voluntarily, knowing, we sing this hymn, knowing all that lay before him here. He was willing to die. Yeah. Tell me someone that's willing to die on your behalf. And then the thought of the goats is that he was capable of dying because he was intrinsically perfect and holy. He could stand in the gap. So young people, when we speak of the value of the Lord Jesus, I have come down, the willingness to come without blemish, not like you and I, spots, blemish. He was of the sheep. He was willing to die, and he was of the goats, that he was capable of dying. And so as Brother Chuck brings us to that point where God covered the earth in darkness so that he would not allow us to look upon the one who was willing, the one who was competent, the one who was without sin, the one who stood in our place because we could not stand there. But you know, I often think when we sing of that hymn that speaks of the bitter wails of Calvary. And young people, we should, and I, you know, I look around, I see some of us a little disassociated. And you know, I want us to understand that the Lord is here with us. And when we speak of him, think about this. He has made everything right for us. The blood applied to the doorposts and the side posts brought safety. It brought deliverance. And if you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, I tell you this, when we speak of the Lord Jesus, I shouldn't find myself in other conversations. I shouldn't be distracted. What I should be is attracted to the one who in this picture here, God says that when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Now this passing over was only for a period of time. But when the Lord Jesus settled the issue at Calvary, when he said, it is finished, it meant that every element of the judgment of God that was poured out on the Lord Jesus, that the Lord was able to receive it and to stand and to quench the judgment of God. So that we never have to go back and visit this matter of our sin or our sins. We should understand how the marvelous grace of God has touched us. And I say this, young people, very feelingly, that we need to understand that we're handling really holy and precious things. A lamb, but is it your lamb? Yes. Has the blood been applied to you? Is there safety and security? Because the Lord Jesus has, you have received him as your personal Savior. And if you have, and I want to say this about remembering the Lord on the first day of the week. If you have not yet reached that point, the Lord wants to draw your heart out today to say, you know, when I sit and I think of what it meant for that lamb to be in the household for 14 days, to be observed, to have a sense of association with the lamb, connection with the lamb. And then on that 14th day, the lamb had to be slain. There was death, as Brother John said. And then the blood from that lamb that you had some association with is applied to the side posts and the doorposts. And then you're in the darkness. And the destroyer is passing through Egypt. I hope you can hear the cryings from the households that did not have the blood. The firstborn was taken and killed. But where the blood was applied, there was grace and there was mercy.
If I can say a quick word about the blood, and what is always interesting is that the Bible uses two different words when the blood is applied. We read of the sprinkling of the blood. This means few drops on the mercy seat. But when it comes to the safety of men, we don't read about the sprinkle. We read in Luke chapter 22, when the Lord was speaking about the cup, "This is my blood which is poured out." So I want you to think this one, so that you'll have an appreciation of what Christ has done for you. When it comes to the sprinkle, means a few drops of the Lord Jesus. It speaks about the sufficiency and the efficacy of his blood. That God looks at these sprinkle of the blood, satisfied God eternally. Now think of it. Eternally. There is no more. If you trust in Christ and if you know him as Savior, live in the good of the security of it. That this precious blood of the Lord Jesus has washed your sins away, and you always and ever and eternally belong to Christ. Live in the good of that. But I want you also, every time Satan will tempt you to sin, I want you to consider the great cost that the Lord Jesus went through to pay for your sins. And that's where the pouring out. This is why when it came to applying the blood, it was a big amount. Not a sprinkle. It didn't say just sprinkle something. It was you take, like as if it's like a painting brush, and you paint the doorpost and the top. It speaks about the abundance. It speaks about the great cost that Christ paid for your sin and mine. So when the enemy will tempt you, and when the flesh will cause you to lust after things that are not according to the mind of God, remember always the cost, what cost the Son of God paid so that he can redeem you in his own blood. The other thought that I want to bring, the evening the brethren mentioned, I always like to bring before you so that you'll enjoy the word of God, that there are many types and many realities that speak of that occasion. The brethren have connected that evening when there was darkness in the whole earth, when Christ was being judged. Do you know that in Leviticus 16, the Day of Atonement, there's something similar. When God, or when the high priest, has to judge the goat or the lamb for the nation, you know what it says there? There shall be no man in the tabernacle when there is a Day of Atonement. You and I cannot go there. Nope. We will never enter into it. And we thank God that we will never enter it, because that's between Christ and God. But I'm secure because of it, and I thank him for it. When the Lord Jesus in Gethsemane was anticipating that scene, it says he withdrew from himself a stone's cast. Means he went a distance where his own couldn't come. No man can come in. So thank God that you have a Savior that loved us so much that he was willing to go through the depth of suffering so that you and I will be secured for heaven eternally.